worries, mate. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, you're in the Ford Mustang and you drive for Penrite Racing. How's it all handling at the moment?
Yeah, man, going really good. The Penrite car's going fantastic. You know, we've already had one round, which is at Sydney Motorsport Park again.
How much rain have they received in that area in the last week or two?
Yeah, so much. But funnily enough, like, most of our races were dry. Probably 80-90% of the race was dry. We had a race on Saturday, race on Sunday, and the race on Saturday was all dry, and 90% of the race on Sunday was all dry until the last, like, 15 laps. It sort of come down. But, like, unfortunately, my car's actually better in the wet than it is in the dry. So, you know, I actually want it to rain the whole time. But, you know, that's really track-dependent. So, you know, hopefully at Tassie, if it's dry, you know, hopefully my car's fast.
It's got to be versatile in all conditions, doesn't it? So that's handy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you set your car up mainly for the dry, and then if it rains, you know, you just soften off the bars inside the cabin and hope it's got something, you know, to fight with. So, you know, there's so much variability in the wet, just the wet track, the wet condition, and the wet setup as well. That's why I kind of like it when it does rain.
Yeah,
it sort of adds that huge, you know, unknown or the variable to everyone. And, you know, it mixes up a result, which is, you know, fantastic for our sport.
Very much like Bathurst, isn't it? You got to think on the run.
Yeah, exactly. Bathurst is such a long race. It's 7 hours. So, you know, the weather can change quite dramatically over 7 hours where, you know, a 200K race only goes for like an hour and a half,
yeah,
2 hours. So the weather doesn't change as much. But it still can change.
Yeah, it is a test of endurance, that is for sure. That's without even talking about the odd wallaby that might step out onto the track like we saw last year.
Last year we had an echidna. I don't think I've seen one of those roll around the track before. We've always had kangaroos, but not echidnas.
And that was nice that the echidna was safely tucked away on the other side of the barrier too. So no animals harmed, right. David.
No, not this year. Not that I know of, anyway. They tend to not show it anymore on TV.
Exactly. Well, let's just talk about your Tasmanian race at Simmons Plains Raceway. How do you feel about coming back to Tasmania? You'll be feeling pretty confident then, knowing that the Ford Mustang is quite durable, as you pointed out.
Yeah, mate, we're looking for it. Every time we come to Tassie, you know, it produces really good racing. You know, it's quite a simple track when you look at it, but it's quite a technical track when you get down to the fine nitty-gritty, because every corner is slightly different. And no two corners are the same. So, you know, you might be strong in one area but weak in another, and vice versa. So that's why it creates quite good racing. And the big long straight, the big drag strip down the back, which, you know, a lot of cars you're allowed to tow up to, and the effect of drafting comes into play or slipstreaming. So it makes a big difference for us when we're out there battling. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's been kind to me in the past. I tend to qualify pretty well there. Things can happen in the races from time to time for some fault of my own, but sometimes not really.
And not forgetting the hairpin as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, you know, probably one. That's the tightest and slowest corner in our calendar. So, you know, it creates heaps and heaps of dramas at the start of most races. So, you know, for fans, it's a good place to go and stand there and watch.
And as you know too well, David, that past results don't always guarantee a firm finish. So you've really got to keep your eye on the wheel, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, look at the form guide in the past years. The fast cars are always the fast cars there. They have a good understanding of their package and their setup going into that race, and they tend to just tune on it. Where, you know, some of the you know, underfunded teams or, you know, newer teams to the sport don't really have an understanding. So, you know, it's up to the engineers and the drivers and, you know, the mechanics to come up with the best setup and present it and see how we go.
Isn't it good to have racing back, and it's good to have the fans back?
Yeah, mate, it is fantastic. You know, the last 2 years have been pretty average for, you know, everyone in Australia. So, you know, I think hopefully that's all behind us now, and we're just pushing on and trying to get back to, you know, good times again. You know, when there's, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 people at Tasmania, it looks like a really good place to be and got heaps of atmosphere. So hopefully that can come back again.
And that's what the small circuits deliver, don't they? They add that sort of atmosphere to the track, adds those challenges, but that's what racing's all about.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Tasmania has this good point because, you know, you can stand between turn one and two or three and four or whatever it is and see basically the whole track, where other tracks, especially street tracks, you don't have that sort of luxury. Street tracks, you know, it's really one corner at a time because, you know, you come in and out of buildings and it's quite a high-density place. where these sort of country tracks, you can basically see the whole track from anywhere you stand.
Good viewing, that is for sure. So the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint, March 26, 27, Simmons Plains Raceway. It's one of our biggest events, if not the biggest event, on our calendar. Tickets are available right now at tickettech.com. And what a delight to talk to one of the all-time greats, I reckon, races for Penrite Racing in his Ford Mustang. We'll see you go around the track. David Reynolds, really appreciate your time this morning for having a bit of a chat to us on 7BU Breakfast.
No worries. Thanks very much for being very kind.